This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
I don't know if you guys heard the audio of Matt Ryan telling, Todd Gurley not to score last week, and he scored and effed it up and they lost. This week, Gurley ran out of bounds, or last night. He was supposed to stay inbound, and he still ran out of bounds, stopped the clock, and allowed Carolina to get the ball. Luckily, it ended up in an interception of Teddy Bridgewater. But again, Todd Gurley, not good at taking advice, not good at taking suggestions, not very bright.
Three-something left in the game. Third down in double digits, and the guy just runs out of bounds. It was like, what are you doing, bro?
Todd Gurley, what it ends up looking like is that you can't trust Todd Gurley.
You left the Panthers with three timeouts and a two-minute.
I guess
with 340 or something like that. They were like at the 50-yard line on fourth down. Like
when Todd Gurley's talent was elite, I guess it wasn't an issue because he was so good. But now that his talent is not elite and his brain is malfunctioning, I got to tell you, bro, that's one guy that after the last 2 weeks here, I don't know why you want him on your team anymore. After this season, if I'm Atlanta, I'm parting ways with that dude. That dude will cost you a game. It's crazy. But he's going to cost you a game. I mean, well, he already did last week. Now he's going to cost you another one almost last night. And Teddy Bridgewater, you know, I've said this many times over and over again. He is such a nice young man. You want him marrying your daughter. But I'll tell you, bro, I know he's super smart. I know he's got the brain to be a Hall of Famer. But unfortunately, the big guy above did not give him the ability to be special at quarterback. He's got 9 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I've always said it about him. He is, at best, a middle-of-the-road quarterback. I know that mentally he can play the game at any level, but physically, he's a jag. There's nothing special about Teddy Bridgewater, and none of his offenses are ever special. Okay? We are talking about a guy that is, let me pull it up here, make sure I got it right here. He's got 9 touchdowns in 8 games. I always used to laugh because whenever he was like mentioned in trades or he was going to become a free agent, I would always get Dolphins that would ask about him. And I get it from some of you Dolphins out there. He's likable, and he's local. So all of a sudden, because he's a local kid, oh, no, let's trade for Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, let's sign Teddy Bridgewater. And every time I would have that conversation with somebody, I normally would piss off half of you because you couldn't understand or compute when I would tell you he's just a jag. He's just a game manager on his best day. And when I saw that the Panthers were going to give him the starting job, I knew right away the Panthers were dead in the water. And Teddy is really nothing more than a bridge quarterback. Okay, he's not Bridgewater. He's a bridge quarterback is what he is at best. There's nothing about Teddy Bridgewater that says franchise quarterback. And if you're a team that is putting him there thinking you got a franchise quarterback, then I would really question your IQ in football. Okay? Love the kid, great young man, all of that, but hell no. I just never, ever imagined that he would be the answer. Charles Harris, by the way, the former Dolphin, nice to see that he's still a bonehead. With the hit on Bridgewater, luckily Teddy was fine, and he was able to come back and finish out the game. I think he missed like six or seven plays or something like that, like two series. So it was nice to see that that he was able to get back on the field, because Teddy's a really, really good dude overall. But that was a irresponsible hit by Charles Harris. That I got to say, that was absolutely terrible.